Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A federal judge has sentenced former state probation commissioner John O'Brien to a year and a half in prison for running a system where jobs were awarded according to the applicant's political connections. The sentence was far less than the 6 years O'Brien could have been sentenced to. WBUR's Fred Tice was in the courtroom yesterday and joins us now in the studio this morning to talk about O'Brien's sentencing and that of his two top deputies. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So remind us first what this case was all about.
This is a three-month trial that ended in guilty verdicts in July. And throughout that trial, witnesses spoke of members of the legislature who would pass the names of their favorite candidates for jobs in the probation department to John O'Brien. And then he would then create a list. And when the department was hiring, he would give the names to people who were representing him on panels that were doing the hiring. And this was seen as a way of making sure that the candidates that the legislators wanted would get the jobs, even over more qualified people. Several of O'Brien's representatives testified that they would change the scores of people O'Brien favored, and then O'Brien would certify that those people were, in fact, the most qualified.
Tell us about the sentences. Why did Judge Young award what appeared to be relatively light sentences?
O'Brien got a year and a half instead of a potential 6 years, and his top two deputies, Elizabeth Tavares and William Burke, got 90 days for Tavares and probation for Burke. Each could have gotten much stiffer sentences, up to 4 years. The judge said O'Brien and his deputies operated in a climate of corruption on Beacon Hill. He called them fundamentally decent people, utterly without a moral compass, at sea in a field awash in political patronage.
Wow, tough language.
Yeah. One of his concerns in handing down the sentences was recognizing that these were just people who were taking part in a corrupt culture that they had not created on Beacon Hill. And he said that he could not single them out for particularly drastic punishment for that reason. The judge had harsh words for the political leadership on Beacon Hill. He said the patronage in the probation office was under the control of the leadership on Beacon Hill.
And as I understand it, Fred, the judge did not mince words for the Massachusetts judiciary either.
No, he didn't. You know, he said that every judge in Massachusetts must stand ashamed and appalled at the level of patronage and corruption in the Massachusetts courts. You know, he also cited another reason for not awarding heavier sentences. And he said that since the U.S. Attorney's Office began prosecuting this case, there has not been one single call made by a member of the legislature to favor a candidate for a job in the probation department. And so he seemed to feel that the mere trial of the case has put everybody on Beacon Hill on notice. And afterwards, it was something that was echoed in the remarks by the FBI's new special agent in charge in Boston, Vincent Lisi, who had this message for corrupt Massachusetts public officials.
I mean, we've got offices full of people sitting at a desk right now waiting to be challenged. You know, bring it. Think you got a scheme that you can get over on us, you're not going to win.
Well, there's a warning. Did any of the defendants have anything to say?
Just Elizabeth Tavares. She was the top deputy to John O'Brien, and she pleaded with the judge to consider the fact that she's raising a 14-year-old daughter and that she's the sole caregiver to her 89 and 91-year-old parents. But she also said that she's been disgraced. She said she should have had the judgment to stand up to the corruption in the probation department. And it was at that point that her former boss, John O'Brien, lay his head on his arms and appeared to be sobbing in court. All three of the defendants are appealing. The reason for the appeal is that the attorneys for the defense feel that the federal government was walking on a very thin line here in convicting these people.
All right, so this case not quite done yet. WBUR's Fred Tice, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bob.